trip in your car, you're bumping back.
Yep.
Weak.
All right.
Is it time to make a motion to substantiate the claim or not?
Oh, we're getting there. Hold on. At this time, we're back in the open session. This time is for the committee to deliberate, and no member of the public can speak unless directly called upon. Now we will vote on the violation individually, whether to substantiate or dismiss. We will also be assigning a severity level to each violation based on a 1-4 scale, with 1 being the least severe and 4 being the most. All right, so the alleged violation in that the respondent failed to conduct a home inspection in accordance with the standards of professional practice for Arizona home inspectors in possible violation of ARS 32-128-C4 as relates to R430-301.01. Do I hear a motion?
Well, motion to substantiate.
Yeah, I'll second that, Greg. Michael, go ahead and make the motion.
All right, so Mike and Greg, any discussion before we call for a vote?
Well, I'm confused now. Do we don't substantiate the allegation by itself, the one about the main allegation that there was evidence of moisture? Is that done separately? I'm kind of confused about how we're doing this right now.
This vote is on. Wait a minute.
We just voted to see if he hit the standard. That's the only thing.
So what we're voting on right now is that if the allegation is that respondent failed to conduct a home inspection in accordance with the standards of professional practice for Arizona home inspectors in possible violation of ARS 32-128-C4 as it relates to R4-30-301.01. So the motion on the table was to substantiate that respondent failed to conduct a home inspection in accordance with the standards. There's been a first and a second. So then Doug is going to read the reporting violations in addition to the allegation in substantiation of that that respondent failed to conduct a home inspection.
Yes, the allegations, along with all those deficiencies, is all grouped into one violation, and that is he didn't perform as according to the standards.
Yeah, and based on what we've discussed in executive session.
And so the allegation is that he failed to report on the active water leak as evidenced by wet flooring in the area of the hot water heater, and then the deficiencies are that the registration number for the inspector was not found in the report. The respondent failed to report on the condition of the walls. The respondent failed to describe and report on the condition of the columns. The respondent failed to report on condition of the roof ceilings. Respondent failed to report on wall flashing and trim. The respondent failed to report on condition of the rear deck, front porch, handrails, and guardrails. Respondent failed to report on vegetation. Respondents made conflicting statements regarding the condition of the roof. Respondent reports no gutter systems, yet the photos show one hanging loose off the rear of the house and no downspouts. Respondent failed to report on condition of pipe supports and insulation. Functional flow. No reporting found on gas pipe supports. No report found on the service type. No report of electrical compatibility found. Heating equipment not described. Respondent failed to report on the automatic safety controls for the heating system. Respondent failed to report on heating source for each room. Type of insulation not found in the reports. Respondent failed to report on attic ventilation. And respondent failed to report on laundry ventilation.
This is Greg Oswald. I have two comments on that. Number one, registration number was not found. It says in the report, it should say in the inspection agreement, because that's what's required. Okay?
Correct.
Got that? Okay,
yes.
And then I thought you read number 16 is still on the books as not no reporting found on service type, but we did find a service type, I believe. So we crossed number 16 off.
Number 16, no condition was noticed, was noted on number 16.
Right, we said that we had copper wire, but...
Okay, but mine doesn't say that, just as the type. We didn't say conditions. You'd have to add condition in that one, Sam.
Okay.
So Doug, I'd like to interject if I could.
Okay.
The original allegation should be referred to as he failed to comply with section 11.2B. Report signs of water penetration into the building or signs of abnormal or harmful condensation on building components. That'd be a more accurate way to do it.
Okay.
So, what number was that, Mike?
11.2.B.
No, the allegation. You said it was an allegation, or was that what?
The original allegation is specifically, he didn't cite this 11.2.
Right. I agree with that.
Okay.
11.2.B. Report signs of water penetration into the building or signs of abnormal or harmful condensation on building components.
That would be the part of his report that did not comply with the standards.
That would have probably saved him a little bit.
Okay. So now we have a motion on the table to substantiate this allegation that he did not perform in a manner up to the standards. And a second. I won't call for the vote. Unless there's somebody else who wants to discuss this before we vote. Hearing none, I'll call for it and I'll go by each individual. Greg?
I agree. Aye.
Mike?
Aye.
Paul?
Aye.
And who am I missing here? Eric, I'm sorry.
Aye.
All right, so that's unanimous. I'm now going to the severity. One to four, with four being the most severe.
One to four, you said now?
One to four, yes, four being the most severe. Do we want to discuss this at all?
I'm leaning to a three, so you guys can discuss it.
All right, Mike says a three. How about Greg?
Greg would like you to read the definitions of 1 through 4 because, you know, usually 1 through 10, then 1 to 5. No, I just want to know what 1 through 4 is so I can...
All right, I can do that. Hold on. All right, number one is clerical error or omission. The report included a space for the type or condition of a system or component, yet the box was not checked. The agreement is incomplete. Number two is a system or component description error or omission, like the type of a system or component was not addressed or was incorrectly addressed. Number three, a system or component observation error or omission. The condition of a system or component was not addressed or was incorrectly addressed, or no recommendation to correct, monitor, or evaluate an adverse condition was given. And number four, a system or component description or observation error or omission. The type of condition of a system or component was not addressed or was incorrectly addressed, resulting in a severe financial burden or life safety hazard. Or number two, no recommendation to correct, monitor, or evaluate an adverse system or component condition was given, resulting in a severe financial burden or life safety hazard.
I got so confused. I thought you read four, and then you went back to one and two. I'm just really confused about
what you said. Okay, one and two was A and B. I'm sorry, one and two was A and B. There's a couple examples on each one. One is a clerical error, Number two is a system.
Okay, I know it wasn't a clerical error. We know it's more, much more than that. Okay.
Number three, a system or component observation error. And number four, a system or component description or observation error or omission.
Okay, so none of them, which one says that, you know, the substantial cost to the client? What was that?
That was number four. Number
that
four.
That is something to consider, isn't it?
Yes. That's number four, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Severity four, meaning the most severe. Mike, you had said a three. Do you want to stay with that or change?
I don't hear any discussion.
Now, number three, only, I'm sorry, but I just, you know, I wish you had it in front of me to read this description because it's very critical what we do right now. Could you read number three in entirety just so I know?
So number three, a system or component observation error or omission. And the examples are the condition of a system or component was not addressed or was incorrectly addressed, or no recommendation to correct, monitor, or evaluate on adverse condition was given. That's number three.
Okay, so number four, the only one that said about severity might cost you a lot of money to fix or something because you missed something.
Number four is resulting in a severe financial burden or life hazard, safety hazard.
Okay, yeah.
If you're buying a mobile home, $13,000 is a severe economic hit. No. I wasn't saying that. Yeah. If you buy $500,000 house and, you know, you got a $13,000 problem in your garage, meh.
No, I got you. Yep. I got you. Yeah, I know. You're right. That can be some general.
It's relative.
You call those remediation people, you've already hit that substantial financial disaster.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Oswalt, what would you say?
Just discussing things. Are we still allowed to discuss what we previously talked about as far as the water heaters in the original report? There were two pictures of three water heaters, and then the inspector went back and took more pictures of the actual water heater, correct?
Well, I don't know. It seemed like it was the same day as the inspection, though. How could that be?
It's CIA pictures. So
no, he did the same day, but he didn't put in the picture that actually showed the water damage, which is really foolish on his part, because that would have solved a lot of his problems. It might have solved all of his problems. We're not even here right now if he put that picture in the report, you know?
Yeah. I would be leaning towards a four at that point with financial.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give it a four. I think I'm going to go with a four.
Mr. Oswalt, is that a four then?
I would go with a four, Mike Williams.
Okay, Mr. Williams, a four. Four. One
four.
At a time, please, Mr. Oswalt.
Four.
Okay.
Paul?
Four.
Eric?
Four.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Any recommendations that you might have of the direct towards the board for this respondent?
You know, this is Greg Oswalt. His report's not good. I mean, he's missed a lot of things, and I don't know what we can even do about that because I don't know what the board has at their disposal this time to even offer because, you know, you talk about having to do extra something or turn in more, have an evaluation report or something. I don't know what to do. What do you have available to do?
How about a template update?
What is a template update? What does that mean?
Well, his report, whatever template he's using is deficient.
It means he switches to Spectora.
Well, he relies on his standard little boilerplate things to cover him for everything, and they don't. A lot of people do that.
How about we tell him eliminate all the examples that he lists?
Kind of beautiful. It makes that report look awesome, man. I'm really impressed.
He needs to update his reporting template and make it clear for the client to understand.
Okay.
And the home inspector to review it. Yeah.
Is it acceptable
and,
or not?
And not every. And the very confusing thing is, not every photo says example pictures.
it's just crazy. It's crazy. It's confusing. It's absolutely confusing for the client.
Yes. Okay.
All right. This time,
remember, what we think doesn't matter about that report. I think everybody wrongly hates it, but we've been specifically told that doesn't matter.
Right.
Well, yeah, it doesn't matter, but we gave our opinion and we voted. So, you know.
Yeah, we all had pretty much the same opinion.
All right, I appreciate it.
Kind of made a statement there.
Just for the record, Paul has dropped out of the call, but we still have quorum. We just need to close the public meeting.
Do I have a motion to close?
Yeah, I make a motion, Greg Aldous, to close this meeting.
And second.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Thank you, everybody.
All right, this meeting is over.
At 4:36.
Thank you. Hey, Mike Williams. Good year.